fighting cuts is no failure. Councillor Alan Walker describes the 47 socialist Liverpool councillors' 1983-7 defence of the city from the ravages of Thatcher as a spectacular failure. Liverpool Echo, the 13th of March. His only weapon is a now discredited redundancy notice distortion, so beloved of Lord Kinnock. He fails to mention in his myopic rewriting of history that the 47 never made a single worker redundant. He seems blind to the £330 million slashed from social provision since 2010, and the further £90 million of cuts that he and his Labour colleagues voted for in the last budget. When the Liverpool 47 were removed from office, not via the ballot box, but by Thatcher's district auditor, 30,000 worked for the council. That number is now less than 6,000. In contrast to our record of building 5,000 affordable council houses, his council has built zero. In contrast to his supine collaboration with the Tories in, for instance, slashing thousands of care packages for the elderly, and admitting that services will virtually disappear from the city, we mounted a campaign of opposition to Thatcher, and succeeded in winning resources worth £60 million to the city. Far from it being the spectacular failure claimed by CLLR Walker, our campaign, by any measure, was a spectacular success. Tony Mulhern, former Liverpool 47 councillor,